This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll be talking with actress Maggie Q about her new role in Insurgent. But first, watching TV cooking shows makes people gain weight. Yeah, it's true. Researchers surveyed over 500 women in their 20s and 30s about if they watch cooking shows and use the recipes from those shows. Then they looked at their weight and body mass index, or BMI. They found those who watched the shows and cooked from scratch weighed more and had higher BMIs than those who watched the shows and didn't follow the recipes. Some experts have warned that beards are nothing more than a bacterial sponge full of bacteria. One hair expert says facial hair can lead to more skin infections and germs being passed on to others because facial hair is coarser than other hair and traps dirt and germs more easily. She says people have a habit of overhandling their beards, meaning they can spread bacteria to their mouths, especially if their hands are dirty. She says if someone eats dairy products, it can get stuck in their beard and become sour. There's also the possibility that a bearded person will pass the bacteria living on their beard to other people through hugging and kissing. A professor at Aston University published a study confirming beards can spread bacteria and that men with beards have much more bacteria than women and men without beards. John Cryer says Charlie Sheen helped him hire a prostitute after his divorce. The Two and a Half Men actor is talking about the incident in his new tell-all memoir, So That Happened. Cryer says in 2004, after he split from his wife of 5 years, Sarah Trigger, he was an emotional basket case. He said he decided to pay someone for certain intimate pleasures, and Sheen suggested a few online services. People use many tricks to avoid being heard going to the bathroom, including running water and turning the fan on. Researchers found that straight women and gay men are most bothered about being heard in the bathroom, while lesbians were the least bothered about it, even more so than straight men. To avoid being heard, people use tactics like using the bathroom geographically far away in the building, using toilet paper to dampen the sound, or avoiding public or shared restrooms entirely. A person's income determines how much they drink. A new study found that people with lower incomes drink heavily or not at all. People with higher incomes were more likely to drink, but they also knew how to control their drinking. Genetics had a higher impact on lower income people drinking, while environmental factors impacted the drinking habits of higher income people. O.J. Simpson was threatened in prison by an inmate who was a member of the Aryan Nation. The former football star apparently cut in line in front of the other inmate, who is 6 feet tall and weighs 250 pounds, when they were on line to get medication. That's when the two got into a heated argument, with Simpson spitting in the face of the other inmate. The inmate then threatened to kill Simpson, calling him all kinds of words and saying OJ won't make it out of prison alive. A man's memory is worse than a woman's, and men's brains are smaller than women's, at least the part that controls memory. A Mayo Clinic doctor says we see worse memory and worse brain volumes in men than women from 40s on up. The study looked at 1,200 people between the ages of 30 and 95, and researchers found that memory started to decline for both sexes at age 30, but male memory was far worse than women overall. In males, the part of the brain that controls memory, the hippocampus, was also smaller than women's, especially after age 60. One of the major reasons that females trump males when it comes to memory is the protective effects of hormones. Estrogen has been shown to protect premenopausal women from hypertension, bone loss, heart disease, and even urinary tract infections. Only one-third of uninsured Americans got health care coverage after Obamacare started. A new Gallup survey suggests that the uninsured rate dropped from 20.3% to 13.2% between the beginning of Obamacare's open enrollment and March 4th of this year. That's less than a 35% mark in the uninsured ranks. President Obama campaigned in 2007 and 8 on the promise of a medical insurance law that will cover every American. Hawaiian actress Maggie Q is best known for the TV series Nikita and Stalkers. Now she's in the cast of the new film Insurgent.
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Where are you this morning, by the way?
I am in the city.
Oh, good. All right. Now, are you going to be in town all week to promote this new movie?
I am, yes.
Oh, so you're going to be making stops all over.
I'm excited because, you know, it's supposed to be 55 today. I'm excited about that.
Well, yeah, you wouldn't have been here like, a couple of weeks ago when
I was trust me, it's 80 degrees in L.A.
Yeah, right. And that's where you call home normally, right?
Right.
Yeah.
No, actually, Westchester and L.A.
Tell us about this new movie. It's getting so much buzz. Of course, it's the second in the trilogy of what hopefully will be three movies.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're going to split the third book into two movies. So I think there's actually going to be four of these.
Oh.
Three of which I will be in.
So now, but you're in Insurgent. What role do you play?
I play Tori, who in the first film, Divergent, was sort of the unwilling mentor to the Triss character, played by Shailene Woodley. And, you know, as we sort of move into the second movie, a war is brewing, and so we find our sort of hero characters on the outskirts of what the city was and could be, and they're trying to find their way back in. They're trying to find a way to, you know, make it right and bring the factions together. And so we're all at the beginning of the movie very sort of scattered without, and all of the characters from the first one kind of have to come together again, find one another, come together again, and figure out, you know, where the factions are headed and what the future of the world will be.
Wow. All of that in 2 hours?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Now, were you a fan of the books before you got this role, or was this totally unknown to you?
Oh, it was totally unknown to me. I mean, somebody had to sit me down and explain exactly what it was and that it was popular and that, you know, young adults loved it. And no, I had no clue.
Well, yeah. I mean, anybody we just talked to the author, and she said, you know, basically her audience is like 14 and up, so.
Pretty much. And as much as I want to think that I'm young, I'm just an adult.
Yeah, well, but now that you've been involved and you've got immersed in it by your job requirement, mm-hmm. What do you think?
You know, listen, Veronica, she did something really interesting, because it's really hard to create a world that people, you know, that isn't so far off that people can actually feel close to. And she did it with characters, and which is the only way. And she really brought this real, I mean, I would say cult following. It's a lot bigger than a cult following, but the people who love her books are rabid about them and really immersed in these worlds. And, you know, what better mark of a writer than somebody who drew people in using characters and brings them and puts them in this world that they know and love? I mean, that's really the goal.
All right, so you will be in the next one as well?
I will, yeah, I'll be in the third one. That'll be it for me, though, just the three.
Yeah. What happened with your series on, was it on CBS?
Mm-hmm. Every show goes on an airing break. Every show on television has an airing break. So our airing break was the last 6 weeks, and then we come back on, I think, at the end of the month.
Oh, okay. So you're coming back, and what can you tell people about that series?
The thing is, we left on a real cliffhanger on episode 17 when we did go off the air, and we come back. These are going to be the three most thrilling episodes of the season, so I really hope people actually find them. These airing breaks confuse people, so, you know, I hope they do find them, because these are going to be my three favorite of the season.
And by confused people, you mean specifically me, because I have no idea. I thought the show had gone off the air. What do I know?
You and me, by the way. I mean, the thing is, you know, this is a thing that networks do. You know, they break shows on the air, and this is, you know, just network television. And the truth is, you know, you can't, it's hard to do that in this day and age, because people will just go and find another show. You know, you have to make your shows available.
Absolutely. Now,
yeah, I think it's a mistake.
Stalker, is it a topic that you're familiar with?
Yeah, well, it is now.
It is now, unfortunately, right? Hello?
Yes, please. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, you're ordering coffee.
Yeah, we're sort of in the hotel. No, I didn't order coffee, but somebody sort of just walked into the room, which was so strange. So
the series Stalker, did you have to do research to find out what the anti-stalking life is all about?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're consulted by the actual LAPD detectives who run the unit. And there's a man named Jeff Dunn who is my character in real life. And he's been, you know, we work very closely with him. And so we try to make the show as real to the cases that they deal with daily as possible.
All right, so you're actively involved in TV and you're actively involved in movies. Do you have a preference?
You know, I would say for quality of life, films is better, for sure. I would say for character development and for things that are sort of really, really satisfying, if you are playing a character that you love, you know, that would be television.
Yeah, because it's a grind, right? Television, long days.
It's the hardest job in show business. No one will deny that. Anyone who's a lead on a drama will tell you that.
And what is it, just waiting around or just long hours?
No, there is no waiting around in television. That's movies. In television, you're always on, especially if you're a lead, you're always on. And, you know, it's 5 to 6 days a week. You know, we go into Saturdays every day. You know, you get off on Saturday morning. And you really only have one day off a week. And I work 12 to 17 hours a day. So, you know, it's no fun. It really isn't.
Maggie Q is earning her money.
She sure is.
Now, where does the Maggie Q come from? Why don't you just have a last name?
I do have a last name. I started my career overseas. I worked in Asia and Europe before I actually worked in the States, weirdly. It just sort of happened that way. I was traveling around the world. And I got into entertainment outside of the U.S., even though I was American. And I was working in markets and living in places where they couldn't pronounce my last name. So what happened was they ended up shortening it. And then when I came back to the States sort of 7 years after my career had started, literally half the world knew me as one thing. So I couldn't come back to the States and then, you know, use my full name again because nobody knew me as that. They knew me as Maggie Q.
Well, I like Maggie Q. That's a great name. And it's
thank you.
Maggie, always good to talk to you, and hopefully we'll do it again.
I appreciate that. Thanks so much.
And with Maggie Q, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Oversized front wheel in your bagger's future. Looking for another way to get the rake without having to cut into the frame neck? How about a set of bolt-on triple trees to make room for those extra inches? Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. These guys are offering complete front-end kits for fitment of 23, 26, and up to 32-inch front wheels, popular with today's bagger owners. Call them and they offer ideas for an integrated solution to your custom touring bike build. Caution, weld-on kits. Expert installation is a must. Pricing and advice, go to hoghalters.com. Word of advice, make sure you got your ducks in a row. American Biker Minute, your passport to the old road on two wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This two-time Olympic gold medalist tallied 475 assists on his way to winning 3 Stanley Cups in Detroit.
Igor Larionov will take it. Make your play. Will he deke or will he shoot? Here he goes.
So where is Igor Larionov now? Igor was inducted in the Hockey Hall of Fame in 2008. That same year, he was named Director of Hockey Operations for the Russian hockey team SKA St. Petersburg. Igor is currently making wines under the labels Slapshot, Hat Trick, and Triple Overtime. The Triple Overtime label is a tribute to his game-winning goal in the 2002 Stanley Cup Finals.
Here's Holmstrom, dropped at Larionov, and Larionov for the game-winning
Hope the wine's as good as his game. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call now, 888-759-MYTV.